Welcome to day
2. Okay, I'm gonna get you guys on video. Everybody, tell me what you think of this. Is it good? So I just bumped into Jeremy Foster. How's it going, Jeremy?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, so what are you working on these days?
Oh, you know, I'm doing a lot of what we call online learning, a lot of video content online. Yep. I'm having just a blast with that. Like right now.
Yeah.
So right now we've got a number of shows that we just created. You should go check out The Maker Show and Web Dev and Game Dev Show and Just a VR Show, and I'm trying to think of all of them. There's one called Demo of the Day with Jerry Nixon. A lot of these shows, they're all on Channel 9 though, so if you just go check out the shows part, there are a number of them that are, you know, really good curated content that comes out every single week that you can really go learn some stuff.
Okay, so Channel 9 keeps getting better and better by the day.
Yep, Channel 9 keeps getting better. Lots of new stuff.
Patrick Chang's on. How's it going? So former Microsoft-y. So I saw Docker on Windows. What's going on?
Yeah, so there are two aspects here. Mm-hmm. One of them is Docker relies on Linux containers, like primitives in the Linux kernel.
Yep.
And so what people can do with Docker today is to create Linux applications and containerize them.
Yep.
And what we announced last week is Docker for Windows beta.
Yep. Awesome.
And what that means is it's an easier workflow on Windows for people using Docker.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain before. It was really easy on Mac. It was kind of a pain on Windows.
We used to have to use VirtualBox.
So it's much better.
So now it's leveraging Hyper-V. It's a native application. It's auto-updates. So you don't have the conflicting versions between the server and the client and all that. So that's in private beta right now. We announced it last week.
Yeah.
And then the other aspect that's like the big kahuna is like Windows containers.
Yeah.
So Microsoft has been working on that, and one of the Microsoft engineers who's been working on that has been named a Docker maintainer.
Okay.
So they're doing that in the open source project. And for that, what they're doing there, that they're leveraging the Windows Server 2016 isolation primitives to implement a Docker backend for that. So that means you'll be able to build Windows native applications that run in containers.
Awesome.
And what that means as well for developers, very much in the enterprise when they're using both open source Linux and Windows, they'll be able to use the same set of tools to develop the two types of applications and build microservice applications that use both.
This is so exciting. Well, I'm so glad I ran into you. Thank you so much.
You can navigate to the Moscone just by counting the number of badges and following the badges.
So check out who I bumped into, Mads from the C-Sharp team.
Hey,
so how's it going?
It's going great.
So how's build going for you?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I spent almost all the time at the booth so far, the languages booth, and people are liking what we're showing, so so I'm optimistic.
It's really cool stuff. Well, I just wanted to say hi, so it was good bumping into you. Thank
you. Good to see you in person.
Yeah. We're trying to solve this problem where debugging link queries is often very, very complicated. And it's like when you're using link or the more functional, more beautiful style of coding, you're essentially sacrificing the debuggability of your code for the readability of your code. You end up with code that's a lot nicer to look at and easier to understand. But when it's returning bad results and you can't figure out why, then go figure, right? So what we're going to do here is we can get a much nicer visualization of what's happening. So in this code, we have this beautiful poem that I wrote, and I'm now going to sing it. So it goes, 99 little bugs in the code, 99 bugs in the code. Take one down, patch it around, 127 bugs in the code. Repeat until no more bugs. And my Oprah singing got a lot better because I've been doing this demo all day yesterday. And so we have this poem, and then we have this link query that's supposed to figure out 9 came out of split. Then the where clause returned true, that's why this is green. Then we group by the word itself, and then we order by how many times the word appears in this poem. In this instance, the word 99 appears twice, so that's why the number 2 appears up here. So now I can very easily use my mouse wheel to navigate and see how all the different items pass through the link query. For instance, when I get to the string empty, we can see that the where clause returned false, and that's why the rest of this stuff is in striker, right? Makes sense? Or I can go ahead and navigate through the where clause. So I can choose.
There we go. Actual decision.
Good camera.
Hey there. Yeah, it is an awesome camera. So I found James here from Xamarin. Always awesome.
So, I guess welcome to Microsoft.
Thanks, yeah, it's great to be here.
We're like on the same team now.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I've already worked with so many amazing developers from Microsoft for so long, yeah. But I feel right at home anyways. I was walking around campus and everyone's just like, welcome to the team. And
awesome.
It feels good. Yeah, I mean, I love the products. I love the Azure team. I love the Office team. It's good to make a really rich development experience for developers and just make it smooth and seamless. So I'm excited about the future.
We're going to do cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Already have been, and even more cool stuff. Yeah, I think that's what I'm excited about. Yeah.
Awesome.
See you in person.
Just got done hanging out with Shu Chuck and the gang, and I got him scheduled for the MS Dev Show podcast. So he's going to be our special guest for the 100th episode of the MS Dev Show. So watch for that. This is the only place that I'm telling people. Everybody had a good time. Everybody was happy with the announcements. So I am signing off. This is it for Build. Tomorrow I'm going to fly home.